That's because in the minds of some investors, at least the bad news is out in the open. The Dow Jones Industrial Average hit an all-time high yesterday, NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Just 6 weeks ago, the housing downturn looked like it was turning into a credit crunch, one that could undermine growth around the world, and that sent stock prices tumbling. But Tim Griske, chief investment officer of Solaris Asset Management, says the crisis began to abate when the Federal Reserve signaled a willingness to cut interest rates.
The credit concerns remain. Banks still need to start lending money in order to keep the economy going and keep us from lapsing into a recession. But the Federal Reserve is on the watch here.
Griske says the Fed's decision to cut rates by half a percentage point in September helped restore confidence in the markets.
We're not seeing the volatility, especially in individual stocks, that we saw back in those summer months that caused so much turmoil and so much angst among investors.
The new mood was on display yesterday. Both UBS and Citigroup said they'd experienced big third-quarter losses because of the credit downturn, but investors seemed to focus on statements by Citigroup that it expected the fourth quarter to be better. The markets were also encouraged by the drop in oil prices, which fell below $80 a barrel at one point in the day. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.